Here is the swingers between different types of people. And he talks about causation. And this Rambam, when he writes, for its mitzvah, Yedias Hashem, which he learns out from Noach Hashem, Lokech Hashotzeitzich, Omer Mitzrayim. What aspect is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do we have is part of Yedias Hashem, part of the mitzvah? And one of them is that he is the cause of all causes, Elos HaElos. And the Rambam says as follows, he's manig the galgal. What does that mean? We have a very primitive idea what the Rambam means by that. But the Rambam explains in Moreh Nevuchim that the Baruch Hu created a system and he's the cause of all causes. Didn't just make everything hefka. There's a structure, there's a logic to it. He runs that and he causes everything to work according to that system. That means if I take this and I let go and it drops, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively making it drop. The whole system is he's running a system according to certain laws, but he's running everything. And that understanding that he's running everything is what stands in back of the idea of Hashgacha Pratis. Everything's, and he's the first cause. Ilas kol ilos. Lachen yikra tzur olamim. Baruch shmo. Yadu alehem. Ki kol asibos chozum el poloso. Everything goes back to its cause. It goes back to its cause. And the ultimate cause all the way back is the Kodesh Baruch. Poloso lefigzeres ritzono hakfufum lechevtso. And he didn't set up a system that's just an automatically working system. He willfully decides that each thing should happen. And the Shomrei Torah keep this in front of their eyes. There's no contradiction between this and scientific understanding. Scientific understanding is what are the rules by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions. But he's doing it. They viewed the world as just an automatic machine that keeps perpetual motion, machine that keeps going. And when people think in terms of parnasa and their health, they also think, well, there's certain rules. There's certain rules. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working with that. And every day we say, Avram, when he came to Mitzrayim with Sarah, and when he came to Gror, Rabbi Melech, what happened? He didn't say, well, Hashgacha. No. He had to act totally and do all the planning and everything that went into it. This is his chiyuv doing hishtalas. Once you do that chiyuv of hishtalas, then you depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kick in the balance. And he went from place to place. There was a Rav Baret. So what did Yitzchok do? He said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to eat. He'll make sure I have food. No. He went place to place to get the food. Yaakov. He He wanted to maximize his parnasa. So he cut the sticks the way he cut the sticks. In everything they did, will this bring to success? Depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's the big key. Once you act within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system and you then you want to maximize the use of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system, then he's willing to go beyond the system. Because they had to do the Heshtalas, they had Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu work out, and then he's willing to take care of it. So what happens? He, with Paro, he tells it, he comes down a very strange person. Is there a Chumash gracious here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu. He says, and every all good things will happen to you. He comes immediately to Eretz Yisrael, goes around, Rav Bartz has to pick up money, leave, and be told he didn't have any money to cover the trip. He had to, wherever he stayed on the way, he had to go, it was on credit. Then he goes further. And he tells Sarah, Sarah, so I should live? And Paro gives, what is the purpose of Paro giving him money? He knew as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he wanted to see, he says, listen, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Why it is, I have no idea. But if we work within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we do our hishtaglis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us. We'll survive, and we'll see the kiyum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachos. That's why when he comes back, he says, Vahiditzonu Boker, and it says on the way back, Vayelech Lamasov, that means he went and he paid back all his debts. What right did he have to borrow money if he didn't know how he was going to pay? The answer is very simple. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised him that he would be wealthy. He knew that some strange thing is happening here. And therefore, he said, it's not going to grow whose hands. See, Kamo Shinema, Avram hated Bavura, they had sort of book of Vadura. For Nasalo Nes, and Nes happened, he didn't daven for Nes. Shinema, Vainaga Hashem is Paran to go and do all of his base off of it. That means how it was going to be, what it was going to be, Kederach HaTev, Shalom Kederach, I had no idea. He just knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to arrange it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, he runs everything, it makes no sense, in the end it'll come out. That's, and what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He did all these nisim, but he didn't have, not allowed to daven for a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his decision whether you're roi for a nes or not roi for a nes. See, Yaakov says, well, I have this deal with Lavan about all the speckled sheep. How am I going to get speckled sheep? So what did the Pasuk say? He came up with this idea, a whole crazy genetic theory, that if he cuts the sticks and does everything with the sticks, all the females will have speckled sheep and goats. It's either a good theory or a bad theory. This was his theory. And when all the speckled sheep and goats came out, oh, my theory's great. That night he had a dream, if theory's all wrong, I happened to have arranged the nays to make sure that it happened because you did your maximum within your understanding. The theory was totally wrong. He says, so no in echorei, orama, mayatza lukimes, mamiknei avichem, and when he talked to his wives, he said, you know, The Hashem Baruch Hu gave me a present. The Eile Yechudu School of Be'emes Ben Shomri HaTorah Heim Avdei Hashem. Hashomer Teraz Ho'ochem Bedarko U'mamshichim Bedarchei Amnaviyim Shenizchabru Be'em Shleimus HaSeich U'Shleimus HaTorah. Heim Shevinu Ma Shelimdu O'Ozon HaTorah Man Odiyachol Ki Lo Alechem Levadu Yichyo Adam Ki Al-Kombol Tzipi Hashem Yichyo Adam. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? When Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, there was a clear nace every day. The month fell, exact taste. It was a total lamala menatim. And at the end, and what did Rishbohu tell Moshe? Kachtsin senatzachas. Take a little flask, fill it with mon, and keep it next to the Aron Kodesh always. To remind people where their parnasa comes from. Now it came from me. In the future, it will come from HaKadosh Baruch. V'heim ha'anoshim yiskaimim divrei Torah. And lest one thinks, he says, that this is stupid. No. He says, it's not stupid. Ki hi chachmatzim v'natzim v'enei amin. Believing in the Torah, following what the Torah says, that's the biggest chokhmah. Not like the fools who do not understand really what runs the world. Adrab.
Natural cause.
They says, you're right, there's a natural cause. You know, if you water the plants, it grows. You don't water the plants, it's not going to grow. But what we understand is you think it stops and ends there. That you have all the right ingredients, it's going to work. No, there's something that's standing on top of all that and making it work. Okay. He said, "Any Mashiach Hashem Amish Boterch Bo Ad Shemeshana Lo Sidrei Brishis in Golul Chazavolav. Kugon Anviim Achsidim O Machni Alufonov Esay Sonei Hateva B'Chazval Hatzadikim Rei Shemay." Okay, and the five times of Bitoch. So he's giving you the whole background of how to view the world. Now, how to view the world is always a challenge. Because, especially today, it's a challenge. Why? You function in the world, it seems to go like a machine. And we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in back of it. But we're told that this is the way it happens. And this is the way we have to function. So you function within Teva while you're understanding this beyond Teva. Now he's going to get into a very practical discussion when it's possible to rely on Hishtadlis, when not rely on Hishtadlis, as follows. Jesus. And it's not the easiest thing to understand. Then he says, page 130, "Bitochen Yoel Harchokas Nazoka." So, what difference does it make in my life? What difference does it make in my life? How I view it? I view it that the medicine cures me. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make the medicine cure me. The mind efkemi. The medicine isn't going to cure me. It cures me this way, it cures me that way. Let's say there's natural causation. Do I understand the process by putting it in? And I have an infection. Do I understand the process by which, by putting the antibiotic in my mouth, all of a sudden the infection goes away? I understand the details. I don't understand the details of that process. I know it works. So it works. So what difference does it make? And back to that process, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mayn efkemina. Habitochen yol hachochas nezokin. No. Without bitochen, you're in a dangerous situation. Bitochen works to keep damaging away and to get the desire that you want. Okay. And we have two types of goals. We have the goal of physical, because I have physical needs, I have spiritual needs. So is there a difference between physical needs and spiritual needs in terms of ishtaglis, in terms of bitachon? Here, he's going to split a little bit from the Ramban. The Ramban in when he talks in Kuntres Amunah Bitochen, the Yesod of the Ramban is like this. This comes from a pasuk: "Patach b'Hashem v'yaseh tov, shchon b'aretz urei emunah." He says, what does the pasuk say? What's the difference between bitochen and emuna? Emuna means, I know there are certain factors too. Yes, it's not an active part of the way I plan things or do things or think about things. It's a knowledge I have. It's a knowledge I have. I know there's a Great Wall of China. Do I think about it all during the day? It makes a big difference in my life. Somewhere back in my mind, yeah, I know there's a Great Wall of China. And if there is, there is. If there's not, there's not. Big deal. It has nothing to do with my life. It's not an active part of my mind. Emunah says, I know certain things are true. Yes, and I continue thinking about it. But it doesn't translate itself into action. On the other hand, Bitochen means no. I rely on it. Yeah. Relying on something means it determines the way you action, the way you function. So what is Batach b'Hashem v'yaseh tov? Batach b'Hashem v'yaseh tov means when it comes to aseh tov, all your spiritual goals. Batach b'Hashem, you can have Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rely on it. If I do my maximum hishtadlus, my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'll be able to achieve that end. Betach b'Hashem, full reliance, yaseh tov. Shchon b'aretz, when the other things, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, but it's nothing that I can rely on that I know the result is guaranteed. Bitochen means relying on it to the point that you know the result. Yes, I can have all the bitochen in the world, that tomorrow I'm going to win the lottery that's worth $500 million. You'll either win it or you won't win it. That's it. I'm not telling you anything. But when a person has certain goals and avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then betach b'Hashem, I can absolutely rely if I do. But it doesn't mean, yeah, I'm lying in bed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm absolutely be talking, I get $10, Havonas HaShas in my mind. No. That doesn't work. You have to be Aseh Tov. You have to do your maximum Aseh Tov and then rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your goals in Havonas HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be realized. Shchon Baretz, Re'emuna, I believe it's true, but it's nothing that I have such a deep thing that I can rely and know it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. He says, I'm going, and he's going to have a slightly different version of it. We'll have to see where the two agree and disagree, what they do with different Maimori Chazal. It says, he now says, Bitochen, it 10 things. Hachokas nezer chomor, chokas nezer bilti chomor. Getting away from bad, great damage or small damage, getting things I need and getting things I could use. It helps me achieve, bitochen helps me achieve my ends. either in Ruchnias or in Gashmias. Okay, that's the first thing. It is in Sosa Bitochen, you actually get somewhere and do something with it. There is a Gran Mishle. Gran Mishle talks about a certain psukim. Basically, as you confront a person, you think he has power over you, you give him power. But if you view him as just a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nitlo b'yad Hashem ki rabu rachamov u'v'yad odom alapola. No one has power over me unless I give him power over me. Now, ha'movo l'bitochno ha'shmiya b'kol Hashem yisalu dveikas b'torosu yishomers from the Amrita. There are three things that go into bitochen. Now he's giving you the practical guide how you can achieve all the ends of bitochen, what is necessary for it. Omer David, b'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. Yisanag al Hashem v'yitin l'chol kol mishalos libech. Vol Hashem darkech. Vod omer ket. Kabel Hashem u'shmor darkom. Shuot tzadikim Hashem. Yoshem ki chosim. Rab ma'amo. אבל אם אדם אודם ענף ששהוא בעל ביטוחן באמס עובר על תורס השם, שם, he says, it makes no sense. You can't, if you wanted the system to work with you, you have to work with the system. And ביטוחן is when I do my maximum for my עבודת הקדוש ברוך הוא. I can't say, I'm going to hold up the bank, and Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me hold up the bank. It just doesn't work that way. It's a steer me nail back. Unless you actually follow through with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways of functioning in this world, you can't expect him to do something for you. Number one. Atuva al divrei shekel lomar cheicha Hashem eicha Hashem eim ki im heitiv teitivu. If you do well, teitivu darkecha. Okay. Shchante zem bokam hazeh. He says, first thing, you have to understand, you have to work within the system. What is it? Shmiya b'kol Hashem. Number one. Dveikus b'torosso. That you have to be dovek in Torah. Hashiramis m'amrita. Never do something that is a merit against HaKadosh Baruch. He's going to have to explain the last one. What does it mean? I listen, I do everything HaKadosh Baruch says. Okay, that means I'm not rebelling against him. So what does it mean? And a third one, the first and third are the same thing. That he's going to have to explain. Lech l'das. B'tochon shetachlo so dasis. Any bitachon whose goal is dosis, that means Torah, is much more complete. And here he's moving in the direction of what I told you the Ramban says. But shafilia bitachon ilti bilte hechreches that also dosis who nochon v'sholem and abitachon binyan hechreches tachlis ol gashmis. Okay. Now he's refining it. He says, there's the minimum I need for service, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I want maximum service, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, there's a minimum I need to physically survive, but I want to maximally survive. Moshe l'shnei b'nei adam b'alei b'tochan. He says, it's more guaranteed that I'll get the extra in my ruchnius desires than in my gashmius desires. Can I rely on it absolutely like the Ramban says? We'll see. I need food. Lechem lechol begalilvo. Shtachlis b'derech chomer. Limtzos hadorish lo b'chayev. It's tzarach his bayish. And I don't want to have to rely on stoker. Ach ein kam also, but his kavon is not she is davik by Rosh Hashanah. Or yespan lemol Torah is davik. Then the question is, why do I want my needs taken care of? Because I want to lead a life, stam, or I want to be dovak in Torah. So even my gashmis things, is there a ruchnias dimension to them? Koshi, I want hon rav. I want to have a lot of money. O shulton chiyotz be'elu. Shtachlitz v'atzogos ha'on hishayhei l'kel yodol. But why do I want all that money? Because I want to be able to give a lot of stock. I want to do mitzvahs with the money. That's something else. He says different people have different desires and there's different end goals. And therefore, when I'm going to explain to you how bitachon works and where bitachon works, there's the immediate goal and the ultimate goal. And don't confuse immediate goals with ultimate goals. Yeah, bitachon ugele in yachrek tachlis odotsis. Zeh bitachon ha'amiti ha'sholem. It's complete and sholem. When I need to learn Torah, when I need to do mitzvahs, I need to be able to buy a lulav, esrog, matzah, whatever. If ye Elokim imodi, shmarani b'derech hazeh shenuch olech 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 everything I need. And what is it? V'hoyo Hashem li le'lokim. So what is how does he interpret the pasuk? Interprets the pasuk. Yaakov Avinu is asking, "Give me the minimum I need to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly." Kadesh espanel asuk imo yesalav lo yitored libo masha masiach daito mimena. Hachelak harish. Now he's going to get. This is he says how you have to view things. Necessities, luxuries, reason for necessities, what my ultimate goal is. Just keep all of this dynamic in your mind as I begin going through it. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitz Shamblinetta. We get now into the very practical aspect of Bitochum.